broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of the Fake Fellas Show.
Wait, hold on.
Everybody can be a fake fella.
Man, I thought we buried this shit.
We have two Ask the Fellas guys in here. There's only one fake fella sitting here. So what do you mean it's a fake fella show?
Look, I got bigger dick than both of you.
Okay, but see, that's not the point.
That's beside the point.
No, wait, so if we add ours together,
we can beat you.
We can beat you together. It's kind of like the streams from the Ghostbusters.
You know, we put our streams together.
As long as we cross streams, we're going to be great.
We're going to be all right.
Well, then you can't have me do the Welcome to the Ask the Fella Show.
You got to start it up because then we got our own parts.
Okay.
Broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios, it is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
All right.
No, that's the ending. That's the ending.
That's how the show ends.
And that's Barlos's ending.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man, okay. Oh. Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas,
where everyone can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
We fucking butchered this.
That shit was terrible, but it was. But you know what? But we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's what you say.
We appreciate you.
That's what you say while we're in the act.
We do, bro.
Here's what you say when you're in the act.
Here's a rag. Clean yourself up.
Why you only call me at 3 a.m.? Oh, baby, I was asleep, man.
Listen,
you're the first person I thought of when I woke up. You know, I woke up at 2:30 and got a little horny, and man, I'm calling you.
I'm just saying you're the first person that ever complained about being called last minute.
I don't feel appreciated.
Wait, what?
Absolutely not, man. I feel... All right, look. You remember back in your single days, you're getting a little horny, so you get your little black book out, and you start going through them pages. You know, 9 o'clock comes around and you're like, all right, we call my 10 o'clock bitch.
Right.
Let me see if she's down to come over.
Yeah.
Sure. You strike out. All right, cool. Then you go to the next page. Man, I feel like I'm the girl on the back of the red book.
What?
I came through.
You always come through.
Even though I'm the 3 o'clock, 3 in the morning, bitch.
I came through.
And just like the 3 o'clock, you know, the 3 a.m. bitch always comes
through. And you don't feel appreciated.
And I know because come 7 o'clock. You don't even take me to breakfast.
Well, we don't need to.
You just want to get laid.
That's all we want. Do you know what? As long as you know,
man,
that's all we want you for, I'm pretty sure you'd be fine with that.
Right, because hoes appreciate transparency, right?
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They do.
So
I can attest to that.
You know that that's all we need you for, right?
That sounds pretty terrible, Jerky.
What do you mean? That's how you have to talk to them hoes.
Look, man, let's just get on with it. Let's just do what we came to do, all right?
He's like, I'm ready to leave.
Let's just do what we came to do. Let's get it on, and the quicker it's over, the quicker I can go home.
I'm just saying, as long as we both have a good time, we're all going to be satisfied and go home happy.
I'm just saying, can you pay for the Uber this time?
We can.
Okay.
We can.
Okay. We won't, but we can.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Short notice, long notice, man. Look, all in all, it's all love. I'm happy to be here. I'm proud to be one of the fake fellas and happy to call you guys friends and happy to be out here in the studio. I like what you guys have done with the place. It looks fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of the Musk and Trump banners you got up.
No. What the fuck?
That's a big red flag. Don't stop at this house, Ice.
That's not what we
don't do. Need to stop here, Ice.
It's a decoy.
That's fantastic. I'm going to order some myself right now. I'm going to go home and make sure I Amazon and give some money to the billionaire and make sure the billionaires don't deport my ass.
Right. Yeah. And it goes well with Jericho's Tesla truck.
Oh, perfect.
The Cybertruck
outside. No, this is... I love what you got going on here.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I was a little confused. I was like, shit, am I at the right location? Did it change? I saw the Trump flag outside. And I was like, holy shit. Like, man, I've heard of, like, once a Latino makes a certain amount of money, they become Republican and all that stuff.
No,
but
that's not.
But then,
we haven't hit that threshold,
you must
bro.
You must be at a different threshold where you, like, MAGA now. Not just no. Republican. You're MAGA.
Well, I am MAGA, by the way. It's Mexicans always ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the new MAGA, by the way.
Man. Or Mexicans always get across.
Okay.
There you
true.
Go. That's the other one.
But that's, yeah, they're starting from that side. Yeah.
Man, you know how long it's been since some of these people haven't seen their family?
That's true, man.
Man, I'm sure some of them appreciate going back. They see their mom. They see their tias. They see their compadres. And then they get, you know, because they weren't going to go on their own.
It's a free flight.
It's an incentive to go back.
Yeah.
See your family for a little bit. And then, you know, casually right. take a stroll and make your way back up north.
Because that's what happened in that one movie, right? Was it Born in East L.A.? Where they called the migra on themselves?
Yeah.
Because they were going to go get married in TJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Didn't something like that happen to you, Jerry, when you got stuck in TJ for a while?
Well, it happened to me like this past time, okay?
Okay.
So what happened was, like, I got fired from my job.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you guys know.
Damn.
And I was working for this guy that had like olive trees.
Oh,
my
nice.
Mom was making olive oil for him and everything.
Nice.
And they were stealing this fucking tree. So I stuck little like GPS devices in it.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
it's clever.
Sure.
Yeah. And then it ended up like in a warehouse. So I went in and I found the trucks and I heard somebody come in and I snuck back into the trucks with the trees.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, shit, why are we moving?
Oh, no.
And
what?
We were moving for like maybe like 2 hours. And then finally when the truck stopped, you know, I woke up and we got outside. And I recognized the fuckers that were driving the truck. It was guys I worked with at the olive place, man.
No fucking way.
Jerky, let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
So this fucking truck is moving. You're mm-hmm. inside of a box, I'm assuming.
Well, I was trying to hide in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, but your instinct is to fall asleep?
Well, it was a long trip, bro. I was a little tired.
Were you high?
I was a little high, yes.
Ah, fuck.
But you felt safe, obviously.
I did. It was fine. It was
okay.
It was,
panic never set in?
Not, well, a little bit. A little bit. But when I woke up and I looked around,
yeah,
we were in Mexico, man.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
I didn't fucking know what to do because the guy that I was with.
But you're an American citizen, so you're fine, right?
I am not an American citizen.
Oh,
I was applying
shit.
For refugee status.
Oh.
And it hadn't gone through.
Oh, because you were born in Qatar.
I was.
Oh, man. So you're like a person without a nation.
Exactly. I'm Palestinian, bro. You don't understand.
Damn.
I was moved around from like Kuwait to fuck. I don't know where. I went all over the place.
Right.
But, you know, I came here. I was a kid. I was 10 years old or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love it. I mean, you know, I like it here in the United States. The only problem is I'm still working on my residency, you know.
Your asylum.
Yeah. Like for right now, I'm just hustling, you know, just selling shit out of my trunk.
And when you were in Mexico, like, what did you do? Didn't you meet like the ambassador or something?
Well, I did a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? First, I mean, I was trying to get people into the strip club.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And I was like selling chicles. I was in a band. I was in a band.
Oh, what? Fucking way.
Yeah.
What instrument you play?
I played the guitar.
Palestinian band?
No. Like a Mexican band.
Oh, Mexican.
A mariachi?
Like Summertime Blues. Shit. Summertime Blues. You know, like shit like that.
Yeah, nice. I like that song.
Yeah.
Didn't you wrestle as well?
Well, I did a little bit of wrestling as well.
Nice. Also Palestino.
I did that. Yes.
Yeah, that was you. I remember. I think I saw a poster of you. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw tacos for a little while.
What?
Nice.
Yeah. Falafel tacos.
Oh, so like Palestinian tacos.
Yeah, kind of, you know, a little bit of both.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. So it's fun.
Man, how long were you there?
I don't know, 6 months or something. I had a girlfriend at the time, and I told her that I was I'll be there in a little bit. But, I mean, I didn't tell her that I was deported.
You never came back.
Shit. So what happened with her?
She got with another dude.
Damn.
Kind of
Mexican
upsetting.
Dude?
No, it was an Israeli dude. That was really, that really hurt my fucking feelings, bro.
Wow.
Because you're Palestinian.
And this motherfucker was trying to pass off his hummus. Fucking off as his own, as fucking Israeli.
Not the hummus.
The hummus.
The hummus?
The hummus. Oh, man.
Hummus. The audacity to try to pass off the hummus.
Fucking, that's my culture.
Damn. Fuck, man.
Fucking pissed, bro.
Dude. God. Man, I'm pissed for you, man.
Yeah, so I'm back. I'm back.
Well, I'm glad you're back, Mo.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that a fucking movie, man? I can't. I, and I can't figure it out.
Man, you got to keep up, man. You got to follow him online, man. You got to keep him, follow him on X.
On X?
Yeah, follow the story of Mo on X.
You didn't see my reels?
Nah, yeah, man.
My storyline? You didn't see it?
Nah, I blocked you.
Okay.
Damn.
He said too much bullshit,
you
man.
Keep up with the hummus.
The hummus.
Love the hummus.
Everybody loves the hummus. No, man, that's a great show, man.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What's it called?
No. I mean, it's
a show.
We're talking about Mo.
About Jerky's life. So
Jerky's life.
So it's like a documentary.
Documentary. Mm-hmm. Real life documentary.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But in this particular life, he was Mo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a glorious beard. You should have seen it, bro.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So when you started your taco business, Mo money, Mo problems,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. See, you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know. You lost your woman.
Yeah. Damn. An Israeli of all that.
You should have seen the pussy that was getting thrown at me in TJ, bro.
Man. Oh, yeah. She was fine, too, man.
Right? Oh, man.
Woo.
Man, that ambassador,
freaks, man.
That ambassador was like, hey, take my woman, please.
Oh, he's like, I just want to watch.
Yes.
They were giving him away?
She was giving it. He was giving it away.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he's an ambassador. You know what I mean? Like, they have to be ambassador-ish.
Yes.
And they have to be very, very diplomatic.
You can't spell ambassador without ass.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you got to give away the ass.
Yeah.
It's your wife's ass on this occasion. And all he said is, I just want to watch.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was the last straw is when he said, I have to wear the mask. And I was like, you know what? You're a freak. I'm out of here.
You wouldn't wear the mask.
Come on.
Now you were down for the mask.
I was down for the mask.
You were down for the mask.
You know what? I don't remember.
The last straw was when he refused to say the occupation of Palestine.
Oh, you're right. That's right.
And he was like, it's an occupation. Mo, yeah. When you were telling him, it's an occupation, he was like, no, it's a
conflict.
It's a conflict.
I was like, come on. It's an occupation. Yeah. And then I got pissed.
Damn.
And the mask, too, by the way. Fuck that. I don't want to wear the mask while I'm having sex with this hot-ass Mexican woman.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, if this was real life.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Would you guys go for it or what?
McTorch, what are you talking about?
I mean, well, obviously, Jericho Mo, a.k.a. Mo, went for it. Would you go for it?
I did not go for it.
Wait, you didn't?
I did not go for it.
You didn't go for his wife?
No, I didn't.
And she was that hot?
I would have. Yeah.
And you would wear the mask and everything?
I'd wear the mask.
I think I would wear the mask proudly.
I would have worn. I've worn other wild shit to for some pussy.
I actually have a picture of Chavo. So
in a luchador mask.
And with no shirt. So
yeah,
no.
That was Nacho.
That was when I was Nacho Libre.
That's right.
I didn't have a mask.
Oh, there was a second time.
There was another time when I was like Santos.
Boy,
I had the mask and then I had like a shirt and tie.
You love masks, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
I gotta cover my face, huh? You know what I mean? I gotta cover up the mug, man. I'm not pretty look at shit.
No, I'm pretty sure you've been complimented a lot.
Every once in a while. I've been told I'm handsome. But, there you go.
Yeah.
But no, masks are fun, man. I remember I went to Texas one time to watch a Cowboys and Redskins game back when it was okay to call them Redskins, even though I still call them Redskins.
I think it's okay again to call them Redskins, by the way.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The racism is back.
Oh.
Racism is back.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
It ended.
I like that.
Racism ended. But I bought a luchador mask out there, and when we were at the game, we were like tailgating and shit, having drinking and having fun, and I had the mask on, and we're drunk, and then some other dudes like came and like, hey, can we fake wrestle with you guys soon? We're like, yeah, sure, let's fake wrestle. But then one dude like gave me a real good push, and I was like, dude, what are you doing, man? We're just fake wrestling. He was like, nah, come on. And I was like, all right. I wrestled in high school, so I was like, all right.
Wait, did he like backhand slap?
Yeah, he did something that I was just like, cross the line.
Wow. Wait, then, but you weren't wearing a shirt?
Yeah, I was wearing a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, see, that's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta take off your shirt.
Yeah.
Man.
What kind of wrestling is this?
But then I was like, all right, fine, let's wrestle. And then I actually started wrestling him, and I fucked like three of them up.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I fucked them up.
We were just talking about, that's probably why we have back problems, because when we wrestled as kids, it was just a fucking like a free-for-all.
Probably.
Yeah.
I remember I used to love getting kids in a fucking figure four leg lock.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't know, but you could actually break some fucking legs
and
ankles with that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
You're putting pressure on
your
spots.
Oh, no. And I was telling Jericho too, man. I fucked up my cousin with the Boston Crab. and I grabbed him. I flipped him and I grabbed him. And then I leaned all the way back. Oh, poor guy was fucking crying, bro. He was crying. I fucked him up. But I strongly believe that's the reason for my back issues, the my one of my cousins, you know what I mean? Ya se está poniendo gordito. Like, he was already getting heavy, and I was skinny. And I would like, body slam him. So I would pick him up and rotate.
Damn.
And I would rotate, and I remember, like, that was my first time going to the Sobador and shit, because I was like,
man, we would find mattresses out in the, like, just thrown away, mostly in the alley.
In Cajonas, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Big mistake, bro.
Yeah, and we put two together, that'd be our ring.
Hell yeah.
Fucking come, like, we get on top of the trash can, we fucking, like, do the fucking elbows and do all kinds of crazy shit. And it was a great time until the next day. And then we're all fucking itching and scratching and all that shit, right? And
fucking STDs.
And then we figure, like, oh, shit, we got piojos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the whole family would have piojos, man. We're like, fuck.
But as a kid growing up, when you saw a couch on the alleyway, man, it was so tempting to jump on and just...
And just chill.
Just fuck, you know, just, like, just fuck around with it. And,
hilarious.
And just, you know, do dumb shit with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you
know, we used to do. You know what we used to do with the couch? Or not the couch, but the bed... what you call it?
Mattresses.
Especially when it would be raining day, man. We would play like football, but we would play like we would take turns
diving.
Fuck. trying to catch the ball yeah. in the rain and land on a mattress, and it was just fucking fun.
Did you end up looking like the United plane that flipped upside down like today?
Yeah, we were all fucked up. It was
going off the runway.
It was all wet. Yeah. Sometimes you would, you know, whoever would throw it, they would throw a bad pass and you fucking land off the mattress.
Man, that's terrible,
and,
man.
And shit was just fun. It was just fun.
We did yeah. dumb shit.
Nah, we were afraid of the fucking mattresses, bro. Because, you know what I mean? They had the fucking urine stains.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. And I think we were just too hyper aware, bro. We were like.
You were too sheltered.
Yeah. Like, we jumped on them a little bit. But, but you know what? But. Like, growing up where we grew up, like, those fucking mattresses were trash, bro, because they had the springs coming out already. Like,
wow. So
you run the fucking risk of getting shanked.
There was all kinds of risks yeah. being run.
But
sure.
it was fun, man. I think being a kid in our fucking era, man, it was awesome, bro. And I was telling Jericho, too, that on Instagram I saw this post, and so you know it's real, right?
Of course.
So so this guy's like talking about, like, man, where are the all the kids with the fucking with the broken arms and the cast and all that shit. You know what I mean? It's like you would go outside and it looked like a fucking VA hospital.
Yeah.
You know, all and right. it's like you don't get that shit anymore, bro.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I think we had a lot of good things in our childhood, bro.
Did you guys break any limbs growing up?
I didn't. My uncle did. And I
didn't break
any shit out of me.
I didn't break anything until I was fucking, in 2019? In 2020 when I fucking tore my MCL.
Oh, I thought your broken heart.
No.
But you know,
that was back in 07.
But you know why that was? I don't think our parents would take us to the fucking hospital.
That's true.
They would be like, Sobador. Oh, it's just a sprain, and they take you to Sobador, and it's like, nah, my shit is fractured, man. But no, we would just go to the Sobador.
What can ER do for a broken rib?
Ooh. Shit.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. What can the Sobador do?
They take your money? They can do shit either. I mean, bones heal themselves.
Yeah.
Bones heal themselves. I mean, if you want it to be aligned properly,
right.
Then you go to the doctor. But the bones will heal themselves eventually.
There was a kid that, you know, like the banisters, they were mostly wood back in the day, smooth wood. So he would lean on it and then just slide himself down.
Hey, Nick, what's a banister?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck, I thought you would know.
I think I can spell it.
Okay, okay. Down the stairs. When you're walking down the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I thought I was.
Oh, you mean like the rail?
The rail, but not
the wooden rail.
But yeah,
the rail. So why did you say rail?
The other part.
What do you mean the other part?
The part that's not the rail is getting held on by the banister. So it's the other part.
So
it's just the big part. The big part.
Is it like kind of related to like canister?
Okay, no.
Wait. So the rail is like the steps.
The rail is that little thin pole that you hold on to.
Yes.
No.
Okay. So like
that's what strippers spin on.
Okay. Right. But holding like you know whatever so is on the other side is like this big old piece. This area that's holding the rail. Okay. Well, whatever you can slide down. Like there's like an area that was probably a foot wide.
Okay.
That he would grab onto and he would slide down that area, that part.
He would slide down the rail.
No, not the rail, because the rail is a little skinny pole.
The skinny pole. So the banister would be the thing that sits on the top?
Right.
On yeah. top of the rail.
Like the rail's holding on to the banister.
All right.
Okay. So he's on the banister and he's like putting his whole body and he's sliding down. Okay. In junior high. And no, in elementary school. And so this kid.
He was rich to have banisters.
No, he did it at school.
You got to be rich to have banisters, dog.
He did it at school, though. He did it at school. I don't know how he did it, but he fucking fell over the banister.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And hey, went Siri, down the stairs.
Hey, Siri, show me pictures of banisters.
Show me what the fuck Derek is talking about.
What did you come up with?
What popped up, man?
What did you come up with?
Hold up.
Siri's like, I don't know.
What is he talking about? Did you get anything?
I think you made that word up, bro. Siri's not giving me anything. I'm not getting anything from Siri, bro. I think you made that word up.
Are you serious?
I think you...
Bannister.
Oh, my God.
Show me pictures of bannisters. Look, I get bestseller.
No.
Bestseller, best wishes, best films. What the fuck is a bannister? Show me pictures of a bannister.
Okay, banister.
All right, we have the breakdown.
Man, that's the rail.
No. Okay, but if you have a rail, so if it's thicker, okay, if the banister's thicker,
that's fancy as fuck.
No.
Man, that's a rail. That's a fancy rail.
That's a fancy rail.
It's okay. No. Banister is a fancy rail. Okay,
that's not exactly a rail. Okay, so like if you have a banister that's like pretty thick, like in elementary schools. High schools and things like that. You would attach a rail to it so you can hold on to because the banister is just like a thing holding up the stairs or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't explain it. But a banister is a real thing.
I got to explain it to the likes of you two. Fucking banister.
I didn't make this up. Banister is a real thing.
Yeah, we know it's a real thing.
No, I've heard that shit on on white people TV. Man.
Yeah. White people TV?
Man.
Yeah.
I thought you were just a humble guy from Qatar.
I am.
Who likes to eat some hummus.
I love hummus. Don't you love hummus?
Did they have hummus or did they have banisters back in Palestine?
They didn't. We were very poor in Palestine, but we did have hummus. So, please.
Some hummus and Hamas.
So, indulge me with this story. So, this kid, man, we had to be, what, third grade, whatever age that is, right?
8, 9 years old.
Yeah. And so this kid puts his whole body over that banister, and somehow he's about to slide down, but his body just goes over.
Oh, shit.
And he falls on the stairs.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Just, I don't know how high that is, but it's pretty high, especially for a little kid like that.
Right.
Damn.
Both his arms fucking break, bro.
Damn.
And holy shit.
He picks red and blue.
Was it Barlow's? Blood cuz?
No,
Blood
cuz. It's not Barlow's. It's not Barlow's. His name was Michael for some reason.
Okay.
And he was Israeli, by the way.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he grew up with us. He was Israeli. Well, at least he was Jewish. I don't know if he was Israeli, but he was Jewish. And because he stole a little Jewish girl from me when we went to camp. But anyway, the point is this.
Damn, so they are little thieves, huh? They are little fuckers. One of your girl.
A blonde chick.
Damn.
A blonde Israeli chick. Anyway, the point is he had a red cast and a blue cast, man. And we were fucking assholes. We called him Mega Man.
That's funny.
And we're just an assholes, man. So when we go out to play, we fucking make him act like Mega Man for a little while.
But he probably loved it, right? Or
he loved it for a little while.
Oh,
but
then he was
over it.
Every kid loves a good tease for a bit, and then they realize the joke's on them.
It's just like
fucking sucks. Yeah, that's a good nickname for a kid, Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man. That was funny.
That didn't last. It didn't last. Cast came off eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, but by then, you know, the damage was done. He was his little heart broke.
Damn. Well, payback for breaking your heart for stealing your girl.
True.
Yeah.
Little fucker.
Fuck.
That and for having a fucking banister.
God damn it. Yeah. Fucking rich ass fucker.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
At the Fellas.
All right, fellas. So I got a question for you guys, man. All right, so let's just say, for instance, they offer you a job where you would have to show up 5 days a week, 10 hours a day, mm-hmm. and it pays $70,000 a week.
A week?
A week.
Wait, a week?
A week. But here's the catch.
Got my attention.
Right? You sit in a fucking room, pitch black, with nothing to do.
Okay.
How long could you guys do that for?
Wait, for how many hours a day?
10 hours a day. 5 days a week. $70,000 a week.
Okay. But my responsibilities are nothing.
Nothing. Your responsibility is to do nothing but sit in a fucking dark room.
Do I have my phone?
No. Nothing. You have nothing with you. Nothing. Like, it's just you.
Am I fully clothed or naked?
You can be fully clothed.
I'd rather be naked.
Or you could be naked.
Are there any people in the room?
No. Yeah, just
do I have
just,
coworkers?
Just you. Just
how do I know that? It's dark.
That's true.
Can I move
it's
around?
It's just you and a bunch of mute people. Oh, shit. No, it's just you. So you in a room for 10 hours.
Me and some gimps.
Yeah. So broken down 5 days, $14,000 a day for 10 hours, right?
$14,000 a day.
Fuck.
$70,000 a month, you said?
A week.
A week. A week.
A week.
Yeah. How long could you tough it out, or would you just... You're like, no, this is my career.
Bro, that's a personal challenge. That's got to be... I'd want to probably do it for a year.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Bro, you think you could hack a year?
I think I could hack it a year.
I'd say I'd probably last a week.
A week?
Really?
No.
No, I think I can do a little more than a week. I would push myself to try to do a month.
Wait.
So it's 10 hours a day, right? So you're putting in 50 hours for the week.
Can I masturbate?
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. My career, son. I'm in there for 20 years.
And then, yeah.
Do I have a chair?
No.
Do I have to be standing?
No. You can sleep.
I can sleep.
You can sleep.
Bro, this is like making money while you're sleeping. Literally. That's a dream.
But then you have to figure, like,
wait.
Like depression's going to have to, right, sink in eventually.
That's my 10 hours of sleep. And I wake up and I'll go on about my day.
Yes, sir.
Go to the gym. Go work out. Eat really. Wait, do I get lunch breaks?
I think somebody will slide you a sandwich or something.
But you won't be able to see
you won't
the sandwich.
You won't be able to leave. You got to be in there for 10 hours.
Do I get to choose a sandwich?
Nah.
I just
peanut butter, maybe peanut butter and jelly.
That's okay.
You can do that.
We can do that. We can do that.
Wait, but I make 70 racks a week.
A week.
I can't Uber Eats.
Well,
no,
bitch, they're not gonna give dying? You like lobster and shit.
Not only lobster, but I mean, let me get some teriyaki chicken.
Let me order some. Maybe you can negotiate. Maybe you can negotiate something.
Yeah, give me 65 a week and then let me get some food.
Okay. There we go. We can bargain that. But I figured just being in a fucking dark room, bro, like it's just. It sounds really good, but I think after the first week, I think I would try it out for a week and then figure out like, oh, that shit was cake. Or be like, nah, it's going to drive me crazy.
Now, let me ask you this. Can I quit my job and go back like every 6 months?
No.
Because, you know, I mean, I could do it for a week, go on a dope ass vacation, stay out of the country, Caribbean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Blow my money on some hookers and cocaine, and then come back 6 months later, and then re-up.
Man, because we're looking at what, $280,000 for a month, right? Let's say you do it for a month.
Damn.
How old am I at this point?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You can be your own age now.
Okay, because can I bring my wife maybe once or twice a week?
You gonna split the money with her?
We're not split. I mean, it all goes half and half anyway, right? She gets half of everything I make.
Okay.
So,
yeah, but I don't know. I think that would defeat the purpose.
Well,
though.
I mean, on her days off, she can come
hang out
with me. I mean, it can't be that bad. She gets every Friday off anyway.
You get 2 days off a week.
You still got Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday, but on Fridays it'll be my treat because she doesn't work on Fridays. So that way, it would, can keep me company. That's only 4 days by myself.
I don't know. It would be too much of a treat, bro. Like, I think it would be like, now you have companionship. Now you have somebody to talk to.
So that's a no. Then.
Yeah, that's going to be a no.
I'd probably do it for a week. And then, I mean, that's why motherfuckers lose their minds in prison, man, when they go in solitary confinement.
Ah, that's some weak shit, though. They're fucking weak.
Fine, man.
He said 5 hours in, let me out. Let me out.
Give me my check. Leave it. It's only you get 5 hours worth. That's fine.
I can do a year. If you can figure out what a year is, 52 times $70,000.
I call bullshit. You can't do a year.
I can do a year.
All right, Victorious, make the call. Let's set it up.
All right, let me call my contact.
Call my contact. You think you can do it? You think you could do a year?
I could definitely do a year.
Damn, 52 times 70,000.
How much would that be?
3.6.
3.6. Let me do 2 years. Fuck that shit. Let's do it.
Okay, you're too handsome to be in there for a whole.
I mean, it's dark. It's dark, bro.
You get no sunlight. You know you need. True. You need vitamin D.
You need the D, bro.
You need the D.
You do need a little bit of D.
You can't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all day.
Yeah. That's true. Imagine you're in there and you start your own fight club and shit.
I know. I'm punching the walls and shit. But what's the floor situation like? Is it carpeted? Is it just cement?
Let's say semen.
Semen.
No. Cement. It's going to be number semen after a week.
Yeah. No, let's go with carpet, man. Because I think it's bad enough.
You're making it sound like solitary confinement. You know what I mean?
Are there windows?
Because it's a job. No, it's just a box.
It's just a box.
It's dark the whole time.
If it's dark,
but I'm gonna give you some.
No
I'm
light coming in.
If there's windows, even if it's dark, if it's a window,
is there a restroom in there? Like I gotta pee and shit.
I'll give you guys a restroom.
Okay.
Is it like solitary confinement restroom or like do I get a bidet?
Nah, no bidet.
No bidet.
Damn.
No bidet.
Now you definitely wouldn't last a year.
I would not.
Jericho.
I would not.
Definitely would not last a year.
I would not. But you know what? For $3 million a year, I'd struggle, bro. I'd sacrifice for my family. You know, come on. You guys wouldn't do it. Just don't quit, man. That's the thing. You just got to keep saying to yourself, don't quit.
Yeah, and after 10 hours of saying that to yourself, because you have no human interaction, you got no sunlight, you're gonna break, man.
You know what? It's just something. We did it. We've done it before, right?
Sure.
You know, just solitary. It's almost like solitary confinement. We pretty much shunned the world.
But you had companionship.
We did have a little bit of companionship.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And you got to fucking see the sun.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's true. But
we pledged the nights. It was dark. Right.
But we were relegated to a freaking dark-ass library. And we really didn't have much else to do but, you know, whatever they put in front of us. Yeah, study. So, come on, guys.
I had my best grades when I was pledging.
Yeah, exactly. We should have pledged for a whole year.
Yeah, I did my best grades.
It would have been great.
Dean's Honor Roll and all that shit.
Man.
But no, I think a week, like,
a week's enough.
I would like to be all tough and shit.
I'll
last for a whole year.
A week's enough. A week's enough.
A week. I probably last a week, and I'll take my 70 racks.
I think mentally I would try to prepare for a month.
Yeah.
But I think I would tap out in about a week or 2 weeks. Tops.
Oh, I'm an extrovert, man. I need people. You know what I mean? I need people.
Yeah. But then it's like you do your 10 hours and you fucking go and you all out, bro. Like
that's what I'm saying.
But like, let's say what time frame would you want to go in there though?
Got to be 5 a.m.
I would go in there like at fucking 10 p.m.
At 10 o'clock at night.
10 p.m.
Oh yeah.
Get out at 8 a.m.
Oh, if you allow me to choose my hours, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
10 p.m.
Because then you just go sleep, right?
Exactly. But if you're told that you have to do it during the day, 5 a.m. and you're out by what?
3?
3 p.m. That's perfect. And go do my chores, go work out, do whatever I need to do.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd rather 10 o'clock at night. I'm out at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
if you had a choice, yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
I still
put my kids to bed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, kiss them goodnight. Daddy's going to work. See you later.
And then you got 70 racks a week.
And 70 racks a week. I'm gonna put my kids. Shit. Even at 10 o'clock, I put my kids to bed at 8:30. How long is my commute?
20 minutes, bro.
All right, there's no traffic at night.
I'm gonna make it cake.
Perfect. Look at that. I gotta leave my house by 9:30, and we'll get there early. You don't want to get there exactly at 10. Get there. Kids are in bed at 8:30. They're completely knocked out at 9, like completely knocked out. I'm going to see, putting a little work with the wifey, 20 minutes. take a quick shower, commute to work.
Did you guys know that if you're a teacher,
yeah,
and you do something stupid, you know that's pretty much your punishment? They relegate you to like a district office somewhere out in downtown LA. And while you're on probation or whatever they want to call it, under investigation,
yeah,
you're in a room, stuck in there throughout your whole, you know, from 8 o'clock to like 5 o'clock, and you're supposed to be doing nothing. I mean, you could do the crossword or you could do whatever you want. It's not dark.
No way, really?
But you're stuck in there until they finish investigating whatever you
do. While you're on administrative leave.
Exactly,
or some
bullshit. That
bullshit.
For $70,000 a week?
Damn.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. Probably a year. $70,000 a year. Shit. But teachers, yeah, that's their punishment, man. They don't get to just stay home. Damn. They have to go in a room and fucking just do nothing for the rest of the day.
It's like when you got in trouble at school and you had to go to that. When you had to go to that.
Detention.
Well, I remember it was called STAR in North Long Beach. I had to go once.
They would call it STAR?
They would call it STAR.
What the hell? It had to mean something, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't remember what it stood for. My older brother went there all the fucking time. I went like once or twice. And and it was just that. It was like, fuck you. You don't get to stay at home. You got suspended. You're going to STAR. And it's like, well, what the fuck is that? And you go and you just sit in a room and you fucking, like, you had to put your head down almost the whole day. And then, like, you know, put your head down for the first hour, and it was just like just to shame you, man.
Wow.
That shit was fucking, it was stupid. And then they give you like little worksheets, try to do the worksheets, and then, you know, lunch, you get lunch, but you had to go right back to your desk. Like, you didn't even get to eat at, there was no lunch room. You get lunch and you go right back to your desk and sit down. I was like, fuck that, man.
They made us do that shit on the weekends.
They had the Saturday school.
Saturday school.
And pick up trash and shit?
No, they just put us in the library. And we had like the class, like little cute girl or whatever. We had the class gothic chick. And then the wannabe tough guy. We had the fucking, the guy that was like the fucking, the jock and shit.
He was a wrestler.
He was wearing the little fucking varsity jacket. Yeah. You know, I was a little nerd. So, I mean, you know, I was stuck in there with like the rest of them.
Were you guys like handpicked or what?
Not handpicked, but we had detention and it was on Saturday.
Damn,
it was fucking
sucked,
terrible,
man.
Bro.
Damn. And did the print. Like, I remember sometimes the principal would go to these things. And
he did. Yeah. That time he did.
He did?
And
he showed up?
He kept talking shit to us. He was fucking an asshole.
Damn.
So, yeah, he was telling me, like, because we were talking shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, say that again. You get another day of detention.
Oh, shit.
And he would say something else. And then he fucking, that's another day. And another day. And I was like, motherfucker, when's this shit going to end?
So, man, I hope they gave you guys breakfast, Doug.
Well, they sure. Well, they didn't. But
they didn't.
No, but they did call it the breakfast club for some reason. I don't know why.
Did you guys have to go there early, like breakfast time?
Exactly. So
that makes sense.
Yeah,
breakfast
but it was,
club.
That's like torture. We got no breakfast.
Damn.
It's fucking terrible.
That's a fucking movie, Jericho.
I'm sorry, what?
That's that Molly Ringwald movie.
Yeah, she was there.
And you guys got to take Molly while you were there?
Exactly, yeah.
Well,
makes it look fun. Wow. One of the guys got to kiss her.
Wasn't you?
Nah, it wasn't me. It was a tough guy.
It was a little Israeli kid that stole your girl?
No, that's the other half.
It was the kid Mo.
The Breakfast Club. That's a good movie.
That's a dope movie, man.
All right, so back to this room. I'm still curious, man. All right. In the dark, no windows, no light. But I can pick my own hours. Dude,
I think that would make it super easy,
I mean, I definitely try for a week. And if I can sleep, if I got a comfy, something comfy to just sleep in, I'll take it.
What if? At night,
uh-huh,
this place had all kinds of weird fucking sounds.
I grew up in the hood, baby. I'm down. Sleep through that shit. Helicopter noises, hookers, gunshots.
That is true.
Fucking domestic abuse.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to sleep right through that shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're set up. You're ready.
You know what? Life prepared us for this, fellas.
It kind of did.
Call your contact.
That's it. Let's do it.
Call your contact.
If we could all do it together, bro. We could clock in together and then go to our separate room and then just clock out and then just have a great time afterwards.
Boom.
You know, go golfing.
And we could go have breakfast together. We call it our breakfast club.
There you go.
Boom.
Yay, breakfast club.
Hey, guys, this is also you listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up?
I have a new batch of fine-ass convicts.
Ooh.
Like women convicts that just, you know, they've had a little bit of bad luck. yeah. you know, growing up.
Who doesn't? You know, I mean, life, right. life is tough sometimes.
And I'll introduce. Let's just pretend that you guys are single. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're 25 again.
Woohoo!
We're before we got married.
25. Hey, can I be 24? Because I had hair.
Okay. okay. We're 24. Yeah. We're all 24.
24 Booyah, okay. with hair.
Booyah.
And I want to introduce you.
Hey, can we go 23? Because I still had good hairline.
That's okay. Let's go 24. Let's go
23. 23.
Boom.
Let's go to 23. Okay. So, but I want to introduce you to some women, you know, and then you get to choose from.
All right.
You know? All right. These are the ladies that I wanted to introduce you to. Okay, number one, she was arrested and convicted of manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not murder.
No,
it's accidental death.
It is. Okay. It's like, you know, a car.
Yeah, she's smart.
She's smart.
She made it look like an accident.
Oh, she just, I don't know, accidentally killed someone.
Are they citizens?
They are.
When I was 23, I still wasn't a citizen,
Beautiful citizen.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That's why I love
it. This is getting better for you.
It's getting better, dude. Fuck yeah.
Hazel eyes, beautiful hair,
oh.
fit body. I mean, like, it's okay. She's 100% right there.
Damn. Cute feet.
Like, man, she could sell them on OnlyFans if you want. That's how cute her feet are.
Size 6?
Ooh, no.
French tip, pedicure?
It's a whole package. Bro. It's a whole package. All of these women.
Wait, she
package.
A tranny?
No, she's not.
You guys said the whole package. All right.
So that's one.
Manslaughter.
Manslaughter's
not
the other
smart.
One is aggravated assault. Okay. We don't know who she assaulted. It's just, you know, we don't ask and we don't tell what these women did. So we just know the charges that they got convicted on, okay?
We don't judge.
We listen.
We listen.
We don't judge. Kidnapping,
okay. So kidnapping like a minor or kidnapping?
See,
like,
we don't, we listen.
We just kidnapping.
We don't judge. We don't judge.
But part of the word is kid.
Yeah.
No.
Does it have to be
adult napping?
No, well, it could be.
Thing, there, right?
There's such a thing as adult napping, yes.
Yeah.
That's for seniors, though, isn't it?
It sure is.
I usually like to take my naps around 12 o'clock.
No, they don't nap.
Not
there's
that
no
kind
napping,
of napping
in this. No, there's no oh, napping. Oh. In
all right,
this.
All right.
All right. Arson. Again, there's another arsonist in this group. So
arsonist.
Okay. There's an arsonist in here.
I just mean she likes it hot.
Yeah, right. That's what I was trying to tell these
she's
guys.
She's passionate.
She's passionate.
Exactly.
Passion. She got passion.
Exactly.
Damn, some sizzle. Okay.
Drug trafficker. Yeah, drug trafficker. She got arrested and convicted on drug trafficking charges.
Man, is she sexy?
All of these women are sexy.
Wait, like she's like a mule?
Well, no, she's a trafficker.
Trafficker. Oh, I was like going to say, that charge. Just tells me she swallows.
Okay.
You know? And, or she takes it in the butt.
Or takes it in the
takes
butt.
Takes it in the butt. Human trafficking. Okay, what kind of drugs?
Well, that's, again,
we don't listen.
We don't judge.
Okay, okay. Got it.
Human
all right.
trafficking.
And last
one. But you said drug trafficking, not human trafficking.
Not human trafficking.
Okay.
Drug trafficking.
Okay.
All right.
And then the last one in here, they just threw it in there for good fun, is murder. She murdered someone. So, I mean, but again.
It could have been a crime of passion.
It could have been.
You know?
She's, again, 100%.
Maybe, like. If she fucked an old man and the old man died, is that murder?
It's murder.
If wouldn't want
it's murder if she knew that he had a heart problem and by pushing him too far, she killed the man.
So murder is like more like premeditated.
Premeditated. Okay. Yes.
Malice aforethought.
Yes.
Got it.
So. Murder first degree. Yeah. Malice aforethought.
Yeah. All right.
So again, we don't know who she murdered, how she murdered them.
I don't know what a banister is, but I know malice aforethought. She's planned out and all that good stuff.
So any of these women interest you? Because I have them all ready to go. Fuck Bumble. Fuck Tinder. These women.
Grindr.
Yeah. Not Grindr.
What?
Not Grindr.
You want Grindr. Grindr.
No, Grindr. No Grindr. You want to grind them, but no, not
about,
Grindr.
About Christian singles.
You know what?
Farmers only?
They're not allowed on these, unfortunately.
Why?
Well, they got a criminal record.
So
wow, that's discriminatory.
That is very discriminatory.
It's not
Christian. Would they be on? Would they be allowed on the Trump's dating one?
You know what? Because there is a felon.
Criminals.
They are felons.
So they're allowed on this.
They are allowed on this. Okay. On his app.
Dude,
felons
I just
look out for each other.
Patent pending. Felons only.
Oh, copyright patent pending, baby. Felons only.
I love it.
Felons only or only it. Felons.
Only felons, yes. Felons only is better, I think.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with the drug trafficker.
The drug trafficker.
The drug trafficker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She was dumb enough to get caught.
Well, not so, dumb enough. I mean,
somebody could turn on her, Victorious.
Yes.
Who? What?
Why don't judge my girl, man?
No, I'm saying, like, that's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, that means she won't be smart enough to challenge you.
Okay. It's complex. Drug trafficking is complex.
Like, you don't know how many times she's trafficked drugs and gotten away with it.
True.
Before somebody turn on her.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's smart.
That's a dog-eat-dog world, bro.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, she could have been dominating and then Chapo, but like, man, fuck that.
And just set her up.
Set her up.
Yeah, she's getting too powerful.
She's getting too powerful.
Yeah, she's going to be like
a... That's how all the great drug lords go down.
But see, but I don't know if I would want to go that route, because then what if she knows some powerful dudes?
Oh, she does.
And then now all of a sudden you're walking on fucking eggshells, because any mistake you make now is like, man, she's going to hire these dudes or...
Well, Victorious, don't do nothing stupid. Then.
You got to remember, when you were 23,
all we do is stupid things.
All you do, and what did you care most about?
I just wanted to get my dick sucked.
Exactly. So when you're 23, that's what you're thinking about, man. So all I'm in it for with this drug trafficker is for the sex and for the drugs.
Right.
Okay.
I'm gonna get high. I'm gonna get laid. Step and just repeat. Constant repeat until she has to go smuggle some drugs.
Right.
And then I get a break. You know what I mean? And then I get a break, and then I could just, you know, just relax. Okay.
But
I don't have to work. I could quit my midnight
my
shift of being locked up in that box. You know? Quit that job. And then fucking getting laid. And then, you know, only the good die young, baby.
That's true.
So you know, I'm going with the drug trafficker.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with the manslaughter chick.
The manslaughter.
Yeah.
She's smart enough to convince you it's not murder.
Yeah.
It's not.
Careful.
She was smart.
Yes.
Be careful.
Damn.
Again.
It's going to make it look like an accident.
Yeah.
She might kill me.
Well, I mean.
We don't judge. We don't know what happened.
We listen.
We don't judge.
Why the manslaughter?
Just. I don't know. Like, I think it could have been an accident. I don't know. Sure. I don't know the whole story. Could have been an accident. Whatever. Like, and I think she's going to have low self-esteem if it was an accident. And I think that's where I thrive.
Excellent points.
Right.
Excellent points.
We listen.
We don't judge.
Well, my drug trafficker maybe just did it one time out of desperation to help her family. You know what I mean? And you got caught.
You're right.
I like that.
And now she's got a record.
Right.
And I'm the hero.
And for reasons like that.
Yeah.
We listen.
And we don't judge.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you taking, Jerky?
Man, you made it hard for me because I forgot the list.
Whoa,
man.
Hey. Whoa, put that thing away, man. I made it hard for you. Put that thing away. Hey, man.
You got Jerky riled up over here.
Man. Damn.
The fuck?
Well, I mean, I love a good passionate argument, man.
That's true.
Because what happens after a passionate argument?
Makeup sex.
Exactly. So usually the aggravated assault woman, they're the most passionate one.
That's true.
I don't want to go too far into it to get manslaughtered or fucking murdered.
True.
I just want to get beat up a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. Not too much.
Punch in the chest a little bit.
I mean, enough to go to the hospital, but not enough to go to the morgue.
Nice.
To go to the hospital.
And the sex is good. You're right, man.
Exactly. Man. So, I mean, and if you're lucky and you're in the hospital, you're probably going to get lucky in the hospital. She's going to come over and try to apologize.
Ooh.
Try to get you not to tell on her.
Close the curtains.
Right? She's going to be like, don't tell the cops. Don't tell the cops. I'm like, oh. You know, like, because I'm, at this point, I'm fucking, like, eating from a straw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck,
you know what I mean? So she's just gonna ride me all night.
Nurse,
long.
Can I have a little privacy with my man real quick?
A little privacy. You know what I mean?
Damn.
That'd be a cool little fantasy, bro.
That would be a nice fantasy.
I'm saying it's going to be interesting. So I pick the aggravated assault woman.
I'm trying to think what porn that is, but I can't pinpoint it.
I know, right? I'm like, that is not a movie.
In the hospital, all gauzed up and shit. And
I'm sure Johnny Sins is in that shit. That motherfucker's everything. He's an astronaut.
A professor.
A doctor.
Can you imagine being in a body cast, but except just your midsection? And, like, you know, your dick's exposed, and she comes in, and she's trying to get you, she's trying to convince you not to turn her in.
To take her back.
Exactly.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it, man.
I can't think of anything better.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
You know, speaking of love.
Yeah.
How was Valentine's Day, fellas?
Oh, man, it was
fun. How was Valentine's Day, man?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
We had the opportunity, and we were lucky enough to go to the Alfred Robles Show on Valentine's Day.
No way.
Here in the Downey Theater.
No way.
Right in our backyard. It's amazing, man. That dude is just a star, dude.
Nice.
I've seen him 3 times already live, which he usually is like out about in you know the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And every time we've seen him, it's a new show.
No way.
It's just.
Oh, that's dope.
And it's funny as fuck, bro. So, you know what? I couldn't think of anything better to do on Valentine's Day than to go to his show.
Who'd you go with?
We went. It was about, 14 of us deep?
Whoa.
We took all of our friends.
Whoa.
Yeah. The fellas were there.
Yeah.
The fellas were there.
I'm waiting for my invite.
I hope they don't show a video of it because I told everybody that we were on the second row.
Oh, really?
So yeah, like all of us were on the
second
row.
Look for it now.
So please don't.
That's them.
Did also go?
It also did go.
Also went. Yeah, he told me on Thursday.
Yeah,
when we played basketball. Yeah. He was gonna go. Yeah. That's dope, man.
Yeah, no, because I was supposed to go and then I ended up selling my tickets to also.
You sold the tickets also?
Yeah.
Damn, you see, also, man, you and I are just like the side pieces on the side, the 3 a.m. hoes.
No.
Damn.
We really love you and respect you guys, man. It's really special when you guys come here.
Hey, man, that sounds like a good show. I want to see him perform.
It was a good show. It was a really good show. And it was a theater-worthy performance. It was amazing.
At the Downey Theater. Nice.
Yeah.
Dope.
So, yeah, I mean, we had a good time. How about you? How was your Valentine's Day?
It was great. I got home, and then I opened the door, and then my wife was like, wait, the kids are surprising you with something.
Oh,
so
my God.
Pretend you haven't seen anything, because I saw a little heart balloon.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. So then I waited another 2 minutes, and then she was like, okay. And then I came in, and I had a little sign on the door. It was real cute. And then I went in, and they said, follow the heart of paths to a surprise. Mm-hmm. I walked in. It was that Bruno Mars song, Lady Gaga Bruno Mars song. What's the name of that song? Die with a Smile, I think it's called. It's a real popular song right now with the kids and all the Riz and all that good stuff. And it was real cute. There was balloons. And then we had some pizza. They had pizza, that little thing that said, you stole a piece of our heart with, you know, pizza's wordplay. And then, that's it. And then we watched a movie and had some pizza. And
that's awesome.
That was it. But like my wife and I, we're going to celebrate. We don't really celebrate Valentine's Day because it's overpriced and packed.
It's crazy, yeah.
So this Saturday, this weekend, we're gonna take the kids to grandma's and we're going to go. We got a room reserved somewhere, have some dinner, go dancing, you know, and go back to the room. Not even back to our house. We're just go to a hotel room.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. Did were you able to buy some flowers and maybe a card for your wife?
Nah, fuck that.
When's the last time you did something like that?
I brought home like a single rose.
Okay,
but the last time I took flowers to her, January
of this year.
Of this year.
Okay, no, but like for. Okay, yes.
I do that just randomly.
Randomly, yes.
I do that just randomly. Once a month, sometimes every 2 months, just randomly drop some flowers, bring some flowers on my way home. Because
as you should.
Exactly. I don't wait for birthdays or just Valentine's Day. I don't believe in the, you know, celebrate only because of some holiday. Like celebrate each other's love as often and as regularly as possible.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's how they get you, man.
That's right. Yeah. No, man, the fucking Valentine's Day, you drove around. There's pop-up shops everywhere. And something you could normally buy for $10 or for $25. Mm-hmm. The little stupid little bears and shit. They're fucking $30. No,
it's crazy.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, roses went from like maybe like $30 to like $90 that week.
So it's, you know what I mean, a fun fact, man. If you go to like Sam's Club, if you guys are Sam's Club members, they don't hike up their prices.
They sure don't.
So you can go and
is that Sam's Club a sponsor?
No, they are not.
Hey, man, well, then you need to stop giving them some props, man. Some Sam's Club. If you're interested in sponsorship, call 555-555-555.
Yeah, I'm just
they
trying
keep
to
the prices the same, really.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help the people, man.
The people.
Yeah, no, because my wife, I got her, I think it was 18 roses.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
18 roses, and it was like $20.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, I'm telling you, it's like a legit deal.
I'm going to get the membership just for that.
Yeah. it's cool, man. And they got, like, fresh flowers. Like, I usually buy flowers, like, every 3 weeks just to have them on the table and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And usually they're, like, about from $16 to $20. And, man, super reasonable and shit, man. Because, yeah, once Mother's Day hits and Valentine's Day, it's ridiculous, bro.
Man, did you guys see the flower district in downtown L.A.?
No.
It took a big economic hit.
Why is that?
Because people don't want to get deported.
Wow.
Fucking workers are not going. So in their busiest time for flowers, they didn't have the fucking people to move the merchandise, to sell it, to do a lot of the stuff that they normally do.
I did not know that, man. I'm seeing less and less street vendors nowadays around here. And that's a shame, too. Because that's a big hit to our community. You know, that's like what we like to do. We like to buy, like, corn. We like to buy flowers and stuff like that. But I don't see them anymore.
Not as often.
No.
And, you know, I kind of feel bad. I feel bad for the people, but.
The people. Oh, wait, no.
Those people?
The people.
I feel super bad for them, right? Because I was undocumented for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. Mm-hmm. I remember I didn't take the SATs because I didn't have a green card. I didn't have a Social Security number. And I was just like, why do I got to fucking put a Social Security number down to take the SATs, you know? And I was like, I thought they were, in my head, I was like, this goes to the federal government.
Right.
La Migra is going to end up with it. And I just got my address. My whole family's getting deported. All because I want to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck that. Let me go to the restroom. And I never went back. Wow. So,
oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I never took the SATs. But, you know, and then all the farmers. They got no workers.
Right.
I saw this thing on fucking Instagram.
So you know it's true.
an asparagus farmer who fucking... The crop was, like, ready to get picked. He's got no laborers. So he fucking made a video inviting people to come and pick the asparagus for free. Like, they could take it home.
Oh, wow.
And he would pay them $17 an hour to go and help cut
just
it. And
pick it.
And just so that it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah.
And a good number of people showed up, a bunch of like, you know, Americans. Mm-hmm. And they fucking lasted half a day. And they took whatever asparagus they could. But they, you know,
it's hard work.
Can't do the fucking work.
No, it's hard.
It's tough work, man. So
backbreaking,
bro. It's horrible, man. It's horrible. But
yeah,
kids not going to school. It fucking sucks, man. I know we started talking about love, and now we're getting a little sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's love for a community.
It is.
It's empathy for a community because we know the struggles. Our parents were there at one point. They were afraid of going to work because of the raids. And you know,
Prop 187. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was in 1994, something like that.
94, 95, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. We were, when we were in high school.
I was in middle school.
Yeah, I was in high school, and we did walkouts, and we did protests and things like that.
So I think it was 96. It was 96.
Well, I was in high school from 94 to 97, so. Mm-hmm. So whatever year that was, I really don't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
But we did organize two walkouts.
Yeah.
And we got our point across, and we were in the newspaper and things like that.
So what do you think of all these walkouts now? Mm-hmm. And they're waving around all the Mexican flags and Salvadorian flags and Honduras flags.
Yeah.
And before you answer, I saw this video of a trucker in Mexico who was driving up his truck from Zacatecas through Durango, and he was going to go up. And he saw some migrants who were crossing, and they had the Honduras flag. And he was asking for money. And the Mexican trucker told him, hey, aquí en México solamente se vuela la bandera mexicana. Aquí no se va esa chingadera. Vas a esa chingada. Get that fucking flag out of here. And then in the comments, it was like, yeah, how do you think all these Americans feel when these protests are happening and all they see is fucking Mexican and Central American flags? Like, if you want to be in America, goddamn it, wave American flags. Sell them, you know, you want to be here. You can be proud, or wave both flags, right? You know, like, proud of your heritage, but fuck, you're in America. And you're American. Most of these kids, I think most of these kids out there protesting are American, born here.
Right.
They're not, you know, they're not, they know they're not going to get deported. Mm-hmm. But their parents or their grandparents are the ones who probably came here legally. Maybe are citizens now, right? We listen.
But we don't judge.
So we don't know their parents' immigration status. But the kids, like fuck, I don't know, man. It's tough. And then they're disrupting traffic. Mm-hmm. And now my parent, who's on their way to work to try to put food on the table, now they're late. Mm-hmm. They might lose, you know, might lose their job, might lose the fucking the job interview, might not make it on time, and because, you know, I don't know, I think it could have been better organized.
Well, that's the thing, we don't have actual Latino leaders, we don't have organizers, we don't have that network.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We need someone that's willing to, because nowadays if you become a Latino leader, you got a target on your back.
Yeah,
you know. You think that the government isn't going to go after you. You'll have a CIA file. You'll have a fucking FBI file on you so fucking quick. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, spider right there.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. Sorry. No, you're right.
Are you scared of daddy long legs?
No.
Okay.
you know they're poisonous.
They are, but they can't.
What?
Yes. They're very poisonous.
They're very poisonous. Get but the fuck their legs out of are here. So long that they can't. Reach their, they can't bite you because their legs are so long.
Dude, I kill those with my hand.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Should I not?
Well, it's not biting you. You're smashing it.
Oh, okay.
Wash your hands.
Oh,
because you'll get a rash if you like touch you something else.
I didn't know they were like venomous.
Yeah, don't go.
Oh, now I got to tell my daughter because I told her. Oh no, they don't do anything.
they don't do anything. They're weak. They're like they can't puncture your skin.
Oh, okay.
But don't. Wash your hands.
Okay, yeah, don't go rubbing on your wife.
Because she breaks out in hives. You don't know why.
You're going to think she's cheating on you.
I said, it wasn't me. What the fuck is that?
Anyway, I forgot what we're talking about.
The Latino leaders and then the CIA file and all that shit.
It's not a fun thing to do
right.
as like a person, a private person.
Yeah.
You know, because right away, if you have a family, everyone is going to have a file on them, and there's going to be tapped phones and everything. It's not a fun thing to be a target of the government, right. You know.
Hey, I saw this thing on Fred Hampton. You know who Fred Hampton is?
No.
He was a black Black Panther activist. He fucking he was talking about how racism continues to be perpetrated by capitalists who just want to keep the fucking poor fighting amongst themselves by
race.
Hey, fuck you, black person. Fuck you, white person. Fuck you, Hispanic. Because if we're distracted by doing that,
right.
We're not fucking the real, you know, the real people dividing us is the fucking billionaires and the wealthy class who want to just keep consuming and keep us as consumers, right? Capitalism. And they took his ass out. They assassinated.
What year was this?
Oh, in the 60s.
Yeah.
They assassinated his ass. Just, you know, they do that.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, in the 60s, it was easier to take somebody out, right? Now they might not take you out, but you're definitely going to jail for something.
Well, and you could lose your job.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, there's a guy recently that was a very big Latino activist that Alfred Robles knows and he talks about, which was Alex Enamorado. You ever heard of this guy? He was the one that was protecting
the street vendors.
The street vendors. He would do like if there was any like racist shit, he would bring like fucking mariachis to their house and like be out there for hours. You know, like it was just like one of those kind of like guerrilla tactic type of assaults, basically
the grassroots
on his
sites.
Yeah. Well, this guy has been in jail for I don't know how long already.
A little over a year. I think in December it was a year.
Yeah, and they still haven't, you know, gone to court over whatever he's been, whatever the charges that he's facing. He's still in
there. So he's not charged with anything?
No, he's charged with something.
Yeah. But he hasn't gotten his court date.
Then it's like no bail.
No
well,
bail.
Well, you know, they kept all those fucking people in Guantanamo Bay without ever charging them anything.
Exactly. So it's you get a tough go around if you go against the grain, you know, in this country. So But, I don't know.
Yeah, but what I would like to see is, like, for, like, the young kids to be educated a little bit.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of them are like, fuck it, let's just leave school and go wave around the flag or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they don't really know what they're really standing up for, what they're protesting and shit like that. But on the other hand, too, like, I would like to see a lot more, like American flags, too. You know what I mean? Just a good mix, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, if you're trying to change the American government, you're thinking American.
Yeah.
You know, you're not thinking like you're going to change it from Mexico to here.
No.
Like, no, you're proud of your heritage, but you are in America. And what the people that are you're trying to sway as far as their ideals and their mindset
right.
are Americans. So if they think you're Mexican, they think you're not with them.
Yeah.
So they're not going to try to do anything for you because you're different.
Now, what's right. the difference between waving around a Mexican flag and waving around a Confederate flag?
Oh, see, this is the thing. Mexican flag doesn't represent hate and racism. The Confederate flag does.
But they allow that shit. And they don't say nothing if they wave around a Confederate flag. Motherfuckers took the Confederate flag into the Capitol when they stormed it.
They sure did.
The fucking That's during right. the war, they didn't even get the Confederate. The Confederates never made it that far north.
Right.
And they literally let them walk in there, and now they're all part. And that's just pissing me off. Yeah. But you know, you're talking about these activists. I saw today. I follow this channel called Democracy Now.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, I love that the news that they give.
Oh, they give great news. They released today that an indigenous activist, Leonard Peltier, he was released from prison today after 50 years.
Okay.
For fucking just standing up and being an activist for indigenous communities.
Wow.
So they'll definitely do that. They'll do that to you. Mm-hmm. And they won't think twice about it.
So it's tough. And I think that's probably the reason why we don't have any Latino leaders.
It's scary.
It is scary. It's just, I mean, I know that I couldn't do it now.
But it's hard to reunite Latinos. It's hard as fuck. It's hard, man, because, look, man, Mexicans are one thing. Hmm. Because, and then you go down the street, and then you'll see some Salvadorans, and they'll be like, nah, fuck you, Mexican. And then, you know, we're not, you know, we're so divided amongst ourselves.
You're right.
Like, even fucking Mexicans from the ranchos, they're way different than Mexicans from the cities.
Right.
Or from El Puebla. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They'll see my ass and be like, look at you, you light-skinned motherfucker. You ain't right. Mexican. I'm like, man, fuck you. Like, I'm more Mexican than you. And then, boom, right there. Light-skinned, dark-skinned. I'm telling you, I have a cousin in Zacatecas who does not allow, and I don't know how old the kids are now, but I remember years ago when I went, she would not allow her kids who are light skinned to play with their own cousins who are darker skinned.
Wow. What?
Because she fucking the Mensa, just she was afraid that they would become dark like them.
What the fuck?
It was just ass backwards country thinking.
That is wild, bro.
That's fucking wild. But, and I remember, and I was just like, you know, that's not how it works, right? But that's how just stupid they are.
Yeah, I know. But if I were to advise these kids, because they're mostly, they are kids.
They're kids, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say not only have a point to your protest, have a message for your protest, have a goal for your protest. What are you trying to gain by this? Are you trying to just gain awareness and saying, we are American. This is what's happening to us. You are doing this to us.
You know what my advice would be? Mm-hmm. Go to the county's, go protest at the county register recorder's office and get all those kids that show up to protest, register them to vote.
Register them to vote.
Register them to vote. And not just county, like state, country elections, right? They need to register to vote. They need to vote in the off years. They need to vote for their local city council members, their county supervisors, their assembly members, their state senators, so that they can understand how, your vote. Because in a national level, the individual vote is one thing. But, man, when you vote in a city council election and you have an outcome, you're a lot more influential at a local council member or a local assembly person. You could easily get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Then you know, your congresswoman who represents you in Congress and all that stuff, have them go there. Yeah. Or if you're going to do it in the streets and all that shit, like, have somebody come out there and take down names to register them to vote. Because that's how it's going to change.
And your awareness grows, right?
Yeah.
The more you vote, the more you actually start caring about the issues, the more you start caring about the people that you're actually electing to represent you. And it becomes a real democracy.
Yeah.
It's not just somebody that you're voting for. It's somebody that if they don't do what they say they're going to do for you because you said they, you know, you like what they said, then you get to elect people that are actually going to represent your interest in government.
Because you know what I think Trump is great at? He's great at playing to his crowd.
Exactly.
At the Super Bowl, at right. the NASCAR, the Daytona 500, and just playing to his base and keeping them scared of shit. And all this deportation, you know, for them, they think, oh, look, he kept the promise. He's doing it. But they don't realize, like, I saw this thing where it said, hey, what's some guys interviewing people at Trump protests. What do you think is illegal immigration one of the most important things? They're like, oh, absolutely. It's one of the, absolutely. We have to curtail it. It's blah, blah, blah. And he's like, were you impacted personally by an illegal? Well, no, but do you know anybody? Oh, well, no. And these guys, they're not personally impacted in any way, shape, right. or form because some immigrant. They didn't steal any of their jobs. They don't know anybody who lost their job to an immigrant. But, you know, because they see mm-hmm. all the deportations happening, which is nothing because fucking Obama deported way more people.
Yes, he did.
Biden deported a shitload of people.
Yes, he did.
But Trump is good at PR, man. Mm-hmm. The optics of look what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Wow, fucking the billionaires are making off, man. It's frustrating.
But wait until the people. But wait until the people that are deported, that work in these restaurants, that work in the fields, that work in you know the other businesses that are no longer there.
The business owners,
yeah.
Yeah.
All those kitchens are usually manned by, you know, Latinos yeah. in you know that are cooking all your food. They're the warehouse workers. They're, you know, the people picking the fruit, everything. If they're all gone,
yeah,
who's gonna do it?
I'm telling you, man. I saw this other piece on in a group of residents in Ohio, all voted for Trump, all longtime Republicans, and they were all upset because their local immigrant got deported. Who owned a restaurant, Mexican restaurant, in their town, and he's been there for 20 years, and he's worked his way up, and he opened up a Mexican restaurant, and everybody loved him, and he contributed to the community and supported youth sports, and then when they interviewed him, they said, well, when he got deported, how did you guys feel? He was like, well, we didn't think they were going to deport him. He's not a bad person. He's like, you know, everybody loves him in town. You know, he does yeah. so much for the community and blah, blah, blah. We thought he was going to go after the bad hombres. And then the interviewer was like, well, you know, like only about 3% of illegals commit crime. Well, that's not what the news tells us, you know, and right. and it's just like just yeah. showed their ignorance.
Yeah.
And then the interviewers, I forgot what platform it was, but it was fucking brilliant. And then they were just like, well, no, we don't want these kind of immigrants to get deported. We want these are the kind of people we want coming into the country. And I'm just like, man, you fucking idiots. Well, you know, it's too late now.
Well, they drank the Kool-Aid.
They drank the Kool-Aid, man. Yeah. They swallowed the shit out of it. Swallowed it and spit on it again and hopped to it on it and fuck.
But the rest of the kids, you know, when they do protest,
yeah,
when we did it in high school, we did it the right way. I think we, you know, we didn't block the roads. We were respectful. We had signs. We were loud. We were fucking in front of everyone, and we made our point without getting anyone arrested except somebody that stole a fucking donut.
What?
He got arrested.
Oh, well, shit.
Eric. And I'm going to call him out right now. Eric,
you're a dumbass.
Stole a fucking donut.
The whitest one in the group got arrested.
Oh, look at that. Shit. Bunch of Mexican protesting, and the white one is the one trying to perpetrate some shit.
He's trying to set it up, man.
He was Mexican. He just looked white.
Oh, he just looked white.
Oh, okay.
He looked whiter than you, bro.
Damn.
But, yeah, this kid stole a fucking donut, and he got arrested. But other than that, I mean, we were good.
Damn.
And, you know, like, We went, I think we traveled 13 miles walking that day.
Fuck.
In a fucking huge group. I'm talking about maybe like 1,200 Latinos walked out of our high school to fucking make a point. And every
13 miles?
13 miles, right? And I think it was 13 miles because I think I mapped it, you know, like in modern day with fucking maps, I was able to map the whole thing.
What did your Fitbit say? But yeah, that is that's fucking that's a long fucking walk, man.
You had a Fitbit back in
94? No, I did not.
Your pager didn't keep steps?
It didn't keep steps. My pager did not keep steps. Okay. But yeah, man, it's just don't act like an asshole, because I know that in those years people were stopping the 110 freeway.
Yeah.
They were running across like fucking streets and they made a fucking mess. Those were the guys on TV, on the fucking news, you know, because they were doing the desmadre. And us, since we were very organized, we actually had signs.
Nice.
We had the fucking, like, these yellow signs that says no on 187.
No on 187.
Nobody really, like, you. I understand you got to disrupt to be paid attention to.
Yeah.
But you could do it the right way.
Absolutely.
You know, and if we're all doing it the right way and we're all like calling our congressman, we're all like being loud and we're doing it consistently, I think we can fucking make a difference.
One of my favorite pieces of all this has been happening since President Elon and Vice President Trump took
President
office.
Elon.
ICE had to shut down their hotline number because 95% of the calls have been about fucking deport Elon Musk. I'd like to report it. Legal, what's his name? Elon Musk. Oh, man, that shit fucking had me rolling. I love it. The internet is fucking fearless, dude. I fucking love it.
I love it, too.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, all right, all right. How was my Bargo?
It was great.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah, right. Throw a little cough in there. There you go.
All right, all right.
There you go.
There you go.
And fuck you, bitches. Got a cough.
The Marlos is back.
All right, all right, all right. Fellas, time to end the show.
Already?
And it's been 17 hours.
No, it hasn't been 17 hours. We just got
17
here.
Hours.
Man, we would have made like $90,000.
And for 10 of these, and for 10 of these hours, we're in the pitch black darkness.
Well, we were in the closet for a little bit.
Oh, I remember this girl. My buddies called her Darkness.
Oh, my God.
She was dark as hell.
I heard it was the darker the... What was it?
The blacker the berry, black the sweeter the juice.
I heard it was the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Hey, man, she was sexy. She was black as fuck, but she was sexy.
Damn.
Yeah.
As long as she washes her ass, I think we all right.
I washed it.
Yeah.
I washed it. Right. Licked it.
Wow.
Put my fingers in her.
That's great.
But anyway, I digress. It's been great.
Thank you. Well, appreciate you coming,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, job, old man.
Now, you know, I feel like that 3 o'clock hole that has look, man, it's going to be positive. It's going to be positive. Okay. Like that 3 o'clock hole that initially came. With little doubt, you know what I mean? Like, sure. I come every time.
Sure.
And I feel like I'm not appreciated because I'm the one that's the last one that's called in the back of the little black book.
Okay.
And then, you know, I come over and then you tell me how much you care for me and how much you respect me and how I was the first one you called because you woke up at 2:30 thinking about me.
Yes.
And, you know, and I feel good about myself and you help me boost up my self-esteem. Because I come over because my self-esteem is pretty low.
Right.
Got daddy issues and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know what? Now I feel pretty good about myself. You didn't make me leave right away.
No.
You gave me money for Uber.
Right.
Gave me water this time. Feeling great. Feeling like 3 o'clock old, but I'm feeling great.
I mean, when you get here, we just get down a bit.
Right. Exactly.
And you're going to leave feeling like a classy hoe.
Boom.
That's all. That's what we do, man.
That's all that matters.
That's what we do. But yeah, but thank you for showing up, man. What the fuck? What happened?
I don't know.
What just happened?
We're having our outro, man. I'm telling you how much fun it was, even though it was, you know, quick and dirty.
All right.
It's quick and dirty.
Yeah, man. But shout out to you, man. Thanks for coming. Wait. No. Thanks for showing up.
Hey, who invited who?
Thanks for showing up, man.
And shout out to also, hey, man, I'll see you on Thursday, buddy.
There you go.
Man, Ozo still plays on Thursday?
Oh, dude, that man, I got a picture of him doing leg presses and stuff.
Yeah.
Looks like a beast, man. I think he's going to dunk on Thursday. No,
stop.
I think he's going to dunk on Thursday.
Wait, he's like a beast because he's hairy? Or
both.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he is the Ozo Palestino.
He is.
He's a fucking hairy motherfucker. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. But shout out to Ozo. Shout out Chavo right here, man. Bailing us out. He's the reason why y'all motherfuckers got a show today.
That's right.
So you guys owe him a thank you. But no, man, it's always a good time having Chavo here, man. And yeah, I ain't got nothing to say.
Bless you, man. You're welcome. Bless me in my Cash App.
My Cash App. He said, throw it out there, man, for the people.
The people.
Yeah. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-deep, ba-ba-ba-doop.
And this week, I have another suggestion from one of the fellas. Well, actually, you know, it's a listener fella.
Oh, nice.
And it's a movie by the name of The Substance.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys were able to see this over the weekend.
What platform?
Everything. But this one is called Mubi. M-U-B-I. And you're able to download it for free.
Wait, isn't that a city in India?
It sure is, yes.
They're about to steal your information.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But no, you can download the free trial and you can watch it for 7 days for free and then you can cancel anytime. You know, but then you're fucking...
Then you're going to be a victim of credit
fraud.
Some kind of fraud.
Identity theft.
But you'll get to watch a free movie at least.
7 days.
7 days, man. So, but yeah, it's by the name of The Substance, and it stars Demi Moore. Fully naked.
Ooh. What?
Yeah.
60-year-old titties?
Hey, 61-year-old titties.
Hey, well, shaved head? Shaved head too?
No.
Shaved. Something else.
Yeah, no. Oh. She has a little bit of a treasure trail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
What
do you call that? Like a landing strip? You know?
Yes.
It's not bad. You could see everything.
You could see
ass, you could see titties. It's amazing. It's amazing sight. And another woman, I don't remember her real last name, but it's McQuingly. I don't know what it is. She's fully nude, too.
Lightning McQueen?
Not Lightning McQueen.
She got some curves.
The movie was great. I watched all 10 minutes of it. It was amazing. Nice. And then, you know, like I just said, I got to recommend this movie. It's fucking amazing. So, again, a listener was able to share this with me and to share with you guys.
Nice.
So I think you guys will enjoy it. Let me know if you like it.
Okay.
All right. So, but my recommendation of the week is called Subservience.
Subservience.
Yes, and this stars Megan Fox. And the guy that was able to, like, kidnap this one lady from Poland and keep her on his yacht for, like, fucking 365 days until he got to fuck her.
What?
Does that sound familiar to anyone?
No.
I think the movie's called 365 Days.
Oh.
His name is, like, Michelle some shit. I don't know. And it's not Michael. It's Michelle. His name is Michelle.
Okay.
I think he's from Italy or something like that.
Okay.
But, yes, Megan Fox is a robot. That became his, what do you call that? It became his nanny, became his like cook and everything. While his wife, unfortunately, was dying from like heart failure.
Damn.
And so she was waiting for a heart. You know, so you know, Megan Fox was AI robot,
right?
And she saw that he was in pain, and he was very stressed that his wife was just you know going through this, and she noticed that maybe if she fuck this man, his stress levels would go
okay.
down. You know what I'm
now
saying?
Whoa!
And she, you know, she
an AI robot with some emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
I like that.
I love
that.
The fucking movie.
Yeah.
I saw all 10 minutes of it, and I saw nothing wrong with this movie. You guys should watch this movie and tell me how it ends, man, because it's amazing.
Wait a minute. So within 10 minutes, you got to see Demi Moore naked.
Amazing.
In the
first 10 minutes. And I got to see the
Megan Fox fucking her master.
Amazing.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
These are two separate movies, though.
Oh.
Two separate movies.
Oh, I thought it was one movie.
Separate movie.
Substance is with Demi Moore.
Substance.
And Subservience.
Subservience.
Is with Megan Fox.
Let me write this
down. And it was a hell of a weekend, man. It was a hell of a Valentine's weekend.
Yeah.
Subservience.
I'm gonna help you out after the show.
Hey, Siri.
How do you spell Serbian?
All right, man, those sound like great recommendations, Jerry.
They are.
Thank
man.
You very much. You do the people such good service.
The people. Damn.
Am I supposed to pause after that?
No.
You do the people.
The such people. Good service. Such good
service. The people.
The people, bro. Right. And with that, make sure to rate us a nice 5 stars. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. Disculpas, no tienes.